is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has hinted that the country has retaliated for attacks carried out against it as the war with Hamas-led Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip widens to other areas of the region.
Since Gaza hostilities erupted with a cross-border Hamas rampage on October 7th, the Israeli military has said it has also retaliated. The Israeli defense minister told lawmakers Israel is in a multi-front war and is coming under attack from seven theaters: Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, Judea, Samaria, West Bank, Iraq, Yemen, and Iran, and Israel has responded and taken action in six of these countries. Gallant said there is no immunity for anyone who takes action against Israel. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A UN Atomic Watchdog report says Iran is increasing production of highly enriched uranium. IPI correspondent Karen Shamas.
The International Atomic Energy Agency said in a report to member states that Iran has increased the rate at which it's producing near-weapons-grade uranium in recent weeks. The move is reversing a previous slowdown that started in the middle of this year, according to the agency. Iran had previously slowed down the rate at which it was enriching uranium to 60% purity. Uranium enriched at 60% purity is just a short technical step away from weapons-grade levels of 90%. I'm Karen Chamas.
A caravan of thousands of migrants continues to trudge through southern Mexico, with some saying they expect nothing good from a planned meeting between American and Mexican officials about the migrant surge at the U.S. border. The migrants passed by Mexico's main inland immigration inspection point on Tuesday outside of town.